Claire. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here this morning. I'm Claire. I'm also Clara, which is for 20 plus years of my life I was in South America, and I was known as Clara. The interesting thing is that I was accidentally baptized Clara because the minister got it into his head that I was called Clara. And he said, name this child. My mum said, Claire Margaret. And he said, Clara Margaret, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God had a plan. He knew that I was going to be Clara. And I love that he has a plan for each of our lives. As I said, I was in South America for over 20 years. In South America, whenever they get a microphone in their hand, they don't stop talking for at least 45 minutes. But I promise not to do that. I've got my phone, so if you see me looking, it's just to check the time. So this morning, I'll do a few things. I'll talk a wee tiny bit just about me in the context of my mission journey and my Christian life. We'll look at the passage that we've just read, so thank you for the reading of that. And we'll talk a wee bit about Alec Dean as well. And today we're going to be thinking about walking together. I don't know if anyone likes walking. Anyone like walking? Yep, there's a few walkers. Some people run up and down the stairs at night if they haven't finished their 10,000 steps. But it's good to walk. Some of us may have a special walking person that we walk with. Maybe we can walk in companionable silence or put the world to rights. But walking is a good thing to do. We keep together. If one falls down, the other help them. We're going to be thinking about walking together with each other and with Jesus. And walking together is about doing life together. Often it's not about big acts or big deeds, but it's about small acts done with great love, as someone famous used to say. But some of the people, and I just really hope that this encourages us, just as we each put our bit, our part, into God's hands. I had Christian parents and grandparents who were a big influence in my life, and I became a Christian at a children's meeting when I was 6. And my interest in missions started young. My mum used to read the Bible stories, and she used to tell me stories of missionaries. My dad counted the missionary money at that time when you got the missionary boxes, and I used to help count that. And I used to go to BCMS Crosslinks camps where there were speakers who were mission partners in different parts. So God gave that interest, but there were people who nurtured it. And there were many people over the years who walked with me, and I'll mention a few in a minute. But I was in London, and I was training to be a teacher, and I had, as a child, I used to say that one day I wanted to go out to serve God overseas, but in the teenage years, that kind of was left behind. And inside a magazine, there was a wee, Bible reading notes, and there was a picture of a street child in Brazil, and it said, will you pray, will you give, will you go? And I kind of thought, I'm happy to give, I'm happy to pray, but I felt God saying, will you go? And I said to my mom, and she sent me to Dennis Johnston of Sam's, and that was the start of 20 plus years in Paraguay, spanning 25 years. 4 in a Christian school. Desmond McCreary, who used to be the minister of this church for many years, he came to visit, and he was such an encouragement. So 4 there, and 16 in a more remote part, working with children and young people and leaders. Now, in South America, you never really know what you'll see. I used to say that more people fit on a scooter in South America than in a car in Northern Ireland. I think 7 was the most I ever saw. I also saw 2 people one day, and in the middle between them, they had a big pane of glass on a motorbike jutting out. So you never knew what you would see. They like to have siestas wherever. The most random was there was one day I was in a supermarket, and I knew what was usually on the bottom shelf, and I looked in the area there usually wasn't. There was some guy who'd fast asleep. He'd cleared the shelf. The boss wasn't in that day, and he was fast asleep. So there were random things. But as I said, I spent over 20 years involved in overseas mission. And in some ways, it was my journey, but it was a journey of so many people. Those who gave, those who prayed, who encouraged, who advised, who visited. Even just this morning in church when I came in, someone said to me, Michael, that he was in a group and they used to pray for me in a prayer group. Then I mentioned BCMS camps. Liz Day, who goes to this church, was one of my leaders at BCMS camps that had such an impact on my life. Jennifer, who's sitting up there, visited on a team in South America. And all of those things make such a difference. So I've been home now for 6 years. I came home 6 years ago when I got unwell, and even in that, God walking there and others was what made the difference. And today I work part-time for SAMS and part-time for Prison Fellowship. So before I go to the story, I just want to tell you a story that is also about walking together with each other and with the Lord. I don't know if you do or have ever done Samaritan's Purse, where you give the shoe boxes. There's different organizations do it. I've been part here of part of the collection and sending them out. But in South America, we received them. And we had a kids club in an area of the town called Immaculada. And the children were invited for a special meeting, but they didn't know they were getting a box. There was loads of preparation beforehand. Samaritan's Purse, they do training. You train and prepare for the meeting that you're going to have. They'd go over the practical things. And then at the meeting, it was about Zacchaeus. We sang some songs. We did the story of Zacchaeus. And then the kids had something to eat. And then, without knowing it, they didn't know it, all these boxes appeared, and they each got a box. And on the count of three, they all opened it at the same time. Now, the excitement, and I still remember their faces as they took the stuff out one by one. But one particular one stood out for me, and it was a wee fella called Luis. And Luis was 11. He gave me a few grey hairs, but he was such a lovely wee child. But he had a really difficult life. I would say of all the children he had one, he had a difficult family life. He lived in this one room wooden hut, and there was spaces between the bits of wood, the dirt floor. But he loved football. He just came alive when he played football. And when he opened his, there was a football and a pump. If you'd given him £1,000, he wouldn't have been any happier. And he was so proud, and I still remember him as well, getting it blown up. And I think you blow up a football, don't you? Isn't that what you do it? He went off so proudly with it anyway. But on that day, he got another gift, because at the end of the Zacchaeus story, we threw out the challenge as well, and the invitation if anyone wanted to ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. And Luis that day asked Jesus into his heart and his life, and it was the best day for him. He said it was the best day for him. About a year later, we look back on that day, because Luis died in very tragic circumstances, and we were all gutted. But in the middle of the pain, we looked back at that day and the joy, and we were so pleased that Luis had just had that he got that gift, which was a dream for him, but more than ever that he did the gift of the Lord Jesus, and therefore we believed that he was with him for all eternity. And just going back to walking with people and walking with people in their lives, it mightn't seem like a massive deal to put together a shoebox, but it is. And for that, we saw, and there were so many people walking with Luis that he didn't know about. But there were loads, and there's so many who didn't know about him, but they had such an impact on his life. And I'm just going to name a few. The organizers of Samaritan's Purse, those who gave the presents, those who processed them, checked them, and transported them, those on the other side who received them, transported them, and stored them, those who trained the leaders, those who prayed, the local church in Paraguay, and so many others, each given something out of what they had, an army walking together in unity and with a purpose of heart. And Jesus was in the middle of that, and he took what was given to him. The works of our hands in themselves are nothing, but the works of our hands in Jesus' hands can become something. So it's just to encourage us to keep giving ourselves to the Lord and keep using our hands and our gifts and who we are for him. So many stories in the Bible. I was just thinking on the way coming up in the car, the widow's mite. What she gave was so little compared to those who were throwing in lots of money. 2,000 years later, we're still talking about her and being encouraged by her. Or a wee boy who gave 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000 plus people. So just going to the Bible passage, if it was Resurrection Day, the focus would be probably a wee bit different, but we're going to look at walking together and walking with Jesus. It was Resurrection Day. There were two people, Cleopas and an unnamed man or woman. They'd been in Jerusalem over the weekend for the Passover, no doubt, the religious celebrations. And now they were on their way doing the 7-mile journey back from Jerusalem to Emmaus. We don't know much about them, but the story shows that they were followers of Jesus. Even though the 11 disciples were behind locked doors, Cleopas and his companion had been with them. They knew what had happened that morning. They referred to the women who had seen the angels as some of our women, some of our company. And now here they are, they're walking and they're talking about what had happened. It was a sad weekend for them, but what a strength for them not to have to walk alone. They were able to share together their fears, their sadness, their pain, their hopes and their dreams, maybe even their hopes. Because they said that Jesus is alive, they'd said that. I wonder, is he? They walked towards Emmaus, probably quite sad. A few hours later, they walked or ran back to Jerusalem after they realized that they'd been with Jesus, after he'd shown up in their life again and journeyed with them. And they went back, I'm sure they skipped back, talking breathlessly about what had happened, about the shared experience, about being with Jesus. If they'd been on their own, it might have been a bit different, the journey back, and they might even have doubted, I wonder, was that really Jesus? But together, they were able to share Jesus. They shared the table, which is very important. And so much of mission overseas and at home, the church is walking together, sharing life, sharing testimonies, getting to know Jesus better together and growing together, sharing, caring, praying, encouraging, teaching, helping, and supporting. And we're so glad, thank you to you as a church for partnering with us and with the local churches in South America. We're going to see a very quick video.
John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. We've heard John 3:16-17 so many times. The truth be told, we've probably become a bit blasé, but the magnitude, the richness, and the beauty of these verses calls us to a completely different way of living. It's more than information, it's actually transformational. Sam's Ireland believes that mission is first and foremost an activity of God. It was God in Jesus who bridged the gap created by sin. Through the cross and resurrection of Jesus, redemption, reconciliation, and restoration became possible for humanity. Therefore, as Christians, we are called to be co-workers with God in the power of the Spirit, participating in God's transformational agenda, which impacts not only individuals, but communities and the wider world as God's kingdom is revealed. It's so easy to be distracted in the 21st century, but let's read again, let's wrestle with John 3:16-17, and let's allow God to rekindle that fire deep in our bellies. Let's step up and be part of the local church, and let's step out and invest in the church in South America.
Let's step up and step out, and as a church you're doing that, and I want to thank you for that. I'm going to read a quote and then I'm just going to say a few things about some of the how much we appreciate as well what the church is involved in. But there's these are at the back, and there's a quote in it that says, "Walking together in Christ entails participating in God's missional agenda. This isn't optional. It's a calling for all Christians. In practice, this means living a life of service that stems from the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit, transforming Christians into the likeness of Christ. Therefore, as we walk together, supporting one another through life's challenges and joys, we discover the significance of belonging to the body of Christ." And I've been witness to that walking together and encouraging each other through Zooms between this church and Northern Argentina and Salta. Two churches with a shared heart and vision, two churches with Jesus at the center. And those times where they're just each church shared and prayed together, talked about encouragement needs, testimonies, teaching and learning from each other and sharing life together, was just a time and is a time of building each other up. And it's such an example of walking together in mission and such a mutual strength. So thank you. Thank you for that. And that is such a big part of mission. You're here in your own place. Teams can come and go, and from a distance and close together as well, we can walk together. God can call some people to leave home as well and go somewhere specific in person. But there's many ways to give, prayer, financial. One person though, as we've mentioned, who walks the extra mile and who's actually going to be here in 2 weeks' time is Alec Dean. Alec lived in Buenos Aires, the big capital of Argentina, and God called him to remote parts of Argentina in the Chaco. I'm not going to say too much. I'll show a video in a minute, and I don't want to say too much because he's going to be talking himself. But he's someone who walks through life with Indigenous people who often have many basic needs. And it's a privilege to walk with Alec as he walks with them. In the Chaco where he is, and there's the Chaco in Paraguay as well, it's like the people are often marginalized. The climate is harsh. There can be floods. There can be drought for months. A few days of frost, it can be 45, but there's a few days of frost that can just kill the crops. Many people have no running water or clean water, but Alec helps with that. He helps them produce craft, sidewalk, he digs for wells, he helps them with drip irrigation and teaches them and helps them to have their own wee plot of land with where they grow crops. And he encourages government organizations to get involved. So he is an absolute star, and we'll see a wee video of Alec.
Llegamos, sí, nos costó mucho, ¿no? Pero llegamos.
Y la helada, ¿no? Mira, este agujero ha hecho que tengamos helada las hojas, pero bueno, tenemos plástico. ¿Qué vamos a hacer?
Sí, vamos a poner y vamos a cuidar plástico para seguir.
Hay que seguir.
Sí.
La producción bajo plástico, como vemos acá, permite todo el año producir. Nosotros tenemos la experiencia ahora mismo de un cultivo que se quemó todo por la helada y perdieron todo. En esta situación sigue produciendo todo el año. Así que apoyar a los invernaderos es una muy buena decisión y agradecemos su apoyo. Muchas gracias.
I'm not sure how clear the English translation was from the back, but basically he was showing where there was the pit plastic and there was a break in it and the frost had got at some of the crops. So he'll also provide plastic, something very practical, but something that makes a big difference because it means they don't end up losing all of their crops. And just drawing to a close, we've talked a lot. They knew Jesus, they were followers of Jesus. They walked together with each other, but a really beautiful picture. As they walked to Emmaus, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. What a beautiful picture for them, for us, and for the church and mission today, because it's Jesus drawing near and going with us that makes the difference. At first they didn't recognize him. It says their eyes were kept from recognizing him, but he taught and he showed from the scriptures the fulfillment of him. And then in the breaking of bread, they saw him, Jesus, the risen Lord. Their eyes were opened and immediately he vanished from their sight, but not for long. Off they went to tell the others, and Jesus again appeared, the risen, victorious Savior. The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. He's defeated death and the enemy, and he walks with his people as we walk with him and with each other. This is the good news of the gospel. This is the good news of the church. This is the good news of mission, and this is the news that we want to share through the word of God and through practical love. Where people actually just see the Lord is answering my prayers and these people care about me, and the two things go very much together. Him drawing near is what makes the difference as we walk with him and each other in all of life's mountains and valleys, serving, loving, and encouraging. We pray as him for the opportunity of walking with him and for the opportunity of walking with each other. And there's a certain amount you'll probably hear and see, but your love, your prayers, your generosity is making a big difference in many lives in South America. So thank you, and I'll just pray to finish. Lord God, thank you that you walk with us, and thank you that that is what makes the difference. Thank you that you take us and the works of our hands, and in your hands you can do things that we could neither hope for nor imagine. Lord, we just pray that you'll help us every day to walk together in love with each other, with your church, and with you. And thank you that you draw near and go with us. In Jesus' name, amen.